Okay, hello. Hello everyone to this special bonus session today of the Five Animal Qigong Masterclass. This is the final session, so special bonus where we'll be integrating all the animals that we learned and embodied in the last few weeks, the last five to 6 weeks. So let's get started, first of all, with the presentation. Let me just share my screen. Okay, just check. And okay, can you see my screen? Yep.
Yes.
I'm just gonna. Okay, so again, a warm welcome to this special bonus class of Rewilding Your Sacred Self with Five Animal Qigong for Vitality, Joy, Empowerment, and Confidence. So we're gonna just do a recap on the TCM, the traditional Chinese medicine, and how the animals are correlated to our organs, our senses, and emotions. So just a recap. So starting with the tiger correlates to the liver, that's the yin organ, and the yang organ is the gallbladder. And the element the tiger represents is wood. The sense organ are the eyes because the liver is connected to the eyes. And you can see that the tiger has really a healthy and strong liver because his eyes are really sharp, right? And very, very focused. So if we want, really good eyesight and healthy eyes, we need to keep our liver in shape and healthy. And the tissues governed by the tiger are the sinews and tendons. And the emotion that's correlated to the tiger is anger. So, and anger is also stored within the liver. If we're really, really experiencing anger in our lives, we'll feel kind of discomfort or some dis-ease in the liver. Okay, so it's important to transmute, transform that anger into a positive emotion, such as focus, intent, by embodying the energy of the tiger. Moving on to the deer, the yin organ are the kidneys, and the yang organ is the bladder. That's related to the deer. And deer is a water element, and the sense organs are the ears. The deer has these very large ears, as you can see here in this picture. And the tissues governed are the bones and the joints. And the emotion that's related to the deer is, from the negative point of view, is fear. And if we have a lot of anxiety in our lives, in some situations we're kind of overwhelmed, with fear. We experience that in our body. And in order to overcome that and transmute that, we can embody the beautiful energy and movements of the deer to transmute that fear into a more positive state of being, such as alertness and awareness. So moving on to Mama Bear is related to the spleen, which is the yin organ, and the yang organ is the stomach. The bear represents the earth, that's the element, and the bear represents, and the sense organ is the mouth. The tissues governed are the flesh and the muscles, and the emotion from the negative side is worry and anxiety. But we can transmute that by embodying the bear practices and movements and transform that worry anxiety into a more positive emotion, such as clarity and concentration. So the monkey is related to the heart, which is the yin organ, and the small intestine, which is the yang organ. And the element is fire. The monkey, has a lot of energy, is a very joyous animal, and it's very fiery, right? It has a lot of high energy. And the sense organ is the tongue. The monkey likes to taste everything it can get its hands on. And the tissues governed other the blood and vessels. And the emotion from the negative state is overexcitement and nervousness. And we can transform that and transmute that into a positive emotion, a positive state of being, which is joy, calm, and love. And that's what the monkey represents from the positive side. It's a very joyous and happy animal. So, and last but not least, the crane. The crane is correlated to the lungs, which is the yin organ, and the large intestine is the yang organ, which is connected to the crane, and the element is metal. Because a lot of grief is stored within the lungs and the heart, and when we have grief, it's very, very heavy, right? So that's why the organs are main, which the crane represents are the lungs. So, and the sense organ is the nose. The crane has a very long beak. The tissues governed are the skin and body hair. And the emotion from the negative point of view is sadness, grief, which can be transmuted to, releasing when we release the grief, which results in calmness and inner peace. So, yeah, so, the key ways the animals, these five animals, supports your health is it gives you vitality, joy, empowerment, clarity, and inner peace. Okay, so that was the presentation that I just wanted to share and summarize the organs and the emotions that related to each of these animals. Okay, so I think today we'll also do some hand movements, which we haven't done for a few weeks, so I think it's important just to go through the hand movements so you can do that at your leisure over the holiday season. So let's start off. Okay. So we'll start off with okay, can you see my hands? Yeah, Janine?
No.
Oh, and now?
Your thumbs.
Oh, only the thumb. Oh, hold on 1 second. Okay, so we're bumping
Good.
these two sides, yeah? Okay. So the fleshy part, that's why kind of so this is good, for the lungs. So if we have any congestion or suffering from colds, we can around the lung area, we can do this movement of the hands. So in Qigong, they recommend sort of minimum 36 times. So you can, yeah, just either time that 30 for 36 seconds, I guess, or so. Okay, I think that's about 36. And the next one is with the index fingers, yeah, thumping. So we're like putting our hand, our thumb inside, and then thumping the. So, some simple exercises. Just relax. Make sure your shoulders are not so stiff, Just relax. Some easy exercises to do when you're sitting down. Okay, I think that's enough. And this movement it supports issues around the face. So if you have dental pain, for example, or sinus pains, or headaches even, you can do this movement that we just did. And the next one is putting the hands like this, and then just kind of bumping them together. This also helps headaches, relieves headaches if we have any headache pain. We can do this movement. And then we do the opposite side. Okay, I think that's about 36. And the next one is where we put our fingers, kind of, web them together. And this is, good for blood circulation. Okay, I think that's about 36.
Is that one, should we do the reverse too? I mean, the
Oh
other one.
yeah, there's a reverse as well for it. Yeah, this one. Yeah, it's the.
That I've been doing at home.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a reverse as well. Okay. Yeah.
And does that help to have the hands, the palms outward or inward? Does it matter?
Inside. Sorry for this one. I'm just checking the notes here. We interlace. No, for this one actually, there is just one. We put our hands like this. So this is like the inside view of it.
Okay.
Right? So
So,
we
okay.
interlace them like this. So, yeah, we're actually just
The
kind of
palms towards
lifting.
my heart. All
Yes, palms are towards the heart. Yeah. So we're
right.
just going like this. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And this is good for blood circulation and helps with the numb hands or feet. So the next one is with the palms facing up, and we're just thumping the, the little pinky plus the karate chop kind of area here. Yeah, this is also good for releasing severe headache pains as well. Okay. And yes, it also relaxes the neck muscles and prevents osteoporosis as well. And the next one is the one we make like a bowl. It's like a lotus flower, and we just thump the wrists, yeah, together. This is it relaxes stress and tension in the chest and heart. Okay, oh, I can feel the heat actually. Having in my around my hands and especially the wrist area. Okay. And the next one is the make a fist with one hand And we're gonna kind of thump it like this. This is also good for if you're, for fatigue, releases fatigue. If you're feeling really tired, lethargic, you can do this exercise. And it gives you energy, once you've released the fatigue, kind of you create space for new energy to enter your body. Okay, and then we do it for the other hand as well, opposite side. Okay, and next, we place one hand with the palm facing down, and the other hand, his palm is facing upwards, and we're just thumping like this. This helps adjust internal organ function and also supports those with diabetes. Okay, now we do it with the opposite hands, right? So, okay. Next is the clapping. So make sure that we're joining all the fingers, right? Okay. So we just clap. Yeah, just to bring joy in our lives. Such a simple technique. Yeah, to for joy, to bring joy into our lives. Okay, yep. Yeah, great, thank you. And next. Yeah, this the clapping stimulates all the channels of the body connected to the internal organ systems, increasing blood circulation and energy. So, feelings of joy are not not uncommon. Yeah. So next, we can just bring some heat to our eyes. Yeah, if we rub the middle point here, the Laogong point channel, to generate some heat, and we'll place that on top of our eyes for a few seconds. Okay, just. Just bring all that the beautiful light from your hands into your eyes. It's a great exercise, to do when after a hard day's work, especially if you've been staring at the computer all day, or whenever you feel your eyes feel tired, you can just bring all that energy from your hands, that beautiful light from your hands into your eyes. And just breathing in at your own pace. Okay, and when you're ready, you can remove your hands from your eyes. And the last exercise is the ears, pulling off the earlobes. So we just pull them down. Again, this is good for, the circulation. Especially if we're feeling cold, right? This generates heat. Oops. Yeah, so this, during the winter season, it's nice when we're feeling cold just to pull our ears. And increases the blood flow, actually, for the eyes, face, and the brain. Okay, so those were the hand movements. So whenever you have time, you can do that in your own environment, some easy exercises to do, you can do at any point, of the day. All right, so we're going to now do warm-ups. And then get into the embodiment of the animals. Okay, so let's start with warm ups. Let's start with the shaking. One second. Okay, so see. Okay, so let's start with some shaking. And if you can, just bump your heels up and down as you shake. This is good for balance, especially when we do the crane standing on one leg. This really supports our balance. Okay, so you can just stop the bumping of the heels and bring your arms as high as you can above your head. Again, just listening to your body. Okay, so let's shake side to side. And slowly come back to the middle. Okay, let's now do some head rolls. Okay, so starting with clockwise. And your eyes are following your head. So breathing in as you're going up. And breathe out as you come down. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now the opposite direction. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out as you come down. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Slowly come back to the center. Now we're going to go towards the back. So starting with the right hand side, take our head slowly to the side and as far as we can go. And our eyes are following, looking at the back. And come back to center. And now the other side. This is also good for the eyes because we're also moving the eyes when we move our head. Okay, one more time to the right. Come back to center. And to the left. Go as far back as you can. And slowly come back to center. And now we're going to just move our head up and down. So Take your chin up, look up. As you breathe in, come back to center, breathing out and down. Put your chin close to your chest and come back to the center slowly. Again, going back, stretching your neck, chin is up. Come back to center and then down. Chin to the chest. Going back one last time. Go up. And down. And slowly come back to the center. Okay, now some shoulder rolls. Feet are hip width apart. And let's roll our shoulders towards the back. Then down. So breathe in and breathe out as you come down. Breathe in. Breathe out one more time. Breathe in and breathe out. And now the other direction. Okay, so taking them back and coming, bringing your shoulders down. Okay, one last time. Breathe in. And breathe out. So we're going to do one more towards the back. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. So now we're going to do the ragdoll movement, if you remember that. Just going and one hand goes towards the kidneys and the other hand comes over to the shoulder. Okay? And their foot is twisted as we turn. Okay, so ready? Let's go. Okay, so slowly come back to the center. Okay, and now for some hip rotation. Our feet are hip width apart, some small movements to begin with. Our torso is actually straight. We're just trying to move the hips. Rotate them first clockwise. And now anti-clockwise. Okay, slowly come back to the center. And now we're going to do some bigger rotation of the hip. So first clockwise. Just go as far as you can. Just listening to your body always. Because our body knows best. Okay, come back to center and now anti-clockwise. Okay, come back slowly to the center and just relax. We're going to do this movement for the arms. So we bring them, bring our arms, the palms are facing up. And then here, when we're up, we turn our palms, if you can see, and then we come quickly down, yeah? So maybe I'll just move the camera so you can see my arms.
That's a bear, huh?
Yeah, it'll help with the bear. So bring them up, breathe in, and breathe out, yeah? At your own pace. If you can only come down slowly, that's fine. Breathe in and let it out. Okay, slowly come back to center. Now we'll do some knee rotations. Just rub our hands to generate some heat and bring our feet closer together and rotate knees. First, clockwise. Okay, come back to center and now anti-clockwise. Okay, slowly come back to the center. And now some exercises for the feet. Let's do some rotation, like rotating outside outwards. Do some circles. Your foot should be on your toes, so you're like rotating on the balls of your feet, of your foot. So I'm doing the right foot to begin with. So just some rotations. So outward circles, so clockwise. And then now anti-clockwise, going inwards. Okay. And now with the other foot, first some outer circles. And now some circles inwards. Okay. Yeah, just give our legs a shake and one final exercise for the legs and feet is put one leg in front and the foot is flexed towards you. So the other leg is bent, the knee is bent slightly. So if you need a chair, you can always use a chair for balance. And now towards the back. It's like this. Okay. Now the other side. Or you can go like this. If you want to, yeah, bend forward slightly with a crease here. And now backwards. You're doing a, like a curtsy. This will help with the deer curtsy. Okay, let's give our legs and our body a shake. Okay, we're ready to start. So, starting with the tiger.
Do we
This
do a
is.
ground?
Excuse me?
Do we do grounding before?
Ah, thank
I
you.
like
Thank
your
you, dear.
grounding technique.
Yes.
I use it and it's so easy, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janine. Yeah, we should always start with the grounding before we get into the embodiment. So, yeah, thank you for that, for the reminder. So, feet are hip width apart and hands at the side, and we breathe in. Bring the chi into our heart space and breathe out as we bring the hands down. And again, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Release everything that doesn't serve you to Mother Earth. Okay, now come back to center and yeah, ground yourself. Okay, great. So now we're ready for the tiger. So the first movement is the tiger awakens and stretches. So we begin with our hands facing down, stretched like this. And then we make the tiger pause and we turn and make and roll our fingers and make a fist, yeah, the tiger fist. And then we bring that energy up towards our heart. And we open our hands and we stretch, pressing our hands up towards the sky and our feet firmly pressed down into the earth. And we are stretching as we awaken. And here we do the tiger paw again and bring the energy down again to our center, to our heart area. And just above the ears, we open our hands and make the tiger paw. Knees are bent. We sit in the quad slightly and then look up. Shoulders are back, yeah. So we're stretching our shoulders as well. And then we come up and open our hands and then release. Okay, so one more time, starting with the hands stretched in front of us. The elbows are slightly bent, you know. I'm not like this stiff, so yeah, just relax. So we start off with the paw and we bring our fingers in, starting with the pinky, rolling them in, and breathe in. And breathe out as we stretch. Breathe in as we make the pause again. Breathe out. And breathe in. Our chin is up, head is back. Come back to center, breathe out. And breathe in and release. Breathe out. Okay, one more time. This time I'm gonna move the camera so you can see my arms. Oh, sorry. Okay, starting with with a pause. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And bend slightly and look up, breathing in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, so that was the tiger awakening and stretching. And now we're going to do the tiger seizes the day. Okay, so that's okay, so you remember the again, feet hip width apart, and we're going to roll our shoulders and then pounce. Yeah, so this is the movement tiger seizes the day. So just roll. Ha. Okay, one more time. Okay, and relax. So now we're going to go right center, left center, right. So the tiger is gathering the chi from all directions. Okay, so here when we pounce, when we roll, we bring our, if we're going towards the right, bring the right foot out and just adjust the back foot. Okay, so let's roll. Center. Now left. Center. Go down as much as you can. If you can only go up to here, that's fine. Back to the center and relax. Okay, so that was the tiger seizing the day. Okay, so just take a deep breath just to come down, ground yourself. And now we move on to the deer. So the first movement of the deer is scanning the horizon. Okay, I'll show you two variants of this. You know, you can either stand with your feet hip width apart. So we'll do that first. So the other movement is one foot is in front and the back foot is adjusted, and we do the circles that way. So we'll do both. So then you can decide which is, you know, which you prefer. So there's two variations. So this is the first variation. We are like twitching, we're twitching our tail, right? So we make the deer hands. So the deer hands are like this, you know, they're not completely down. That's a little bit, you know, loose. And we kind of twitch our hip to the right and our hand, deer hands are towards the left. And we're going to just rotate, make circles, okay? So we're just twitching. Right to left. So as we move our hands toward the right, the hip goes towards the left. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. So the next next one, we're going to stop here and bring the opposite leg forward, adjust the back foot, and we're going to scan the horizon. The front leg is, the knee is slightly bent. So just scanning the horizon near and far. And then go as far as you can and then come back to the center. Okay, now the opposite side. So this time we're moving the hip to the left and the deer hands are towards the right. And we're going to do some circular rotations, yeah, with the hands and arms. So breathe in and breathe out. 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 One more rotation. Breathe in and breathe out. We're going to stop here and bring the, now this time, the right leg out, adjust the back foot, and then scan the horizon. The front knee is bent. We're looking near and far at eye level. The hands are at eye level. Go as far back as you can and then come back to center. Okay, so I'll show you the other variation is when we bring the leg forward, yeah. So whichever leg is in front, the hands will be on the opposite side. So I've got my left leg in front. So the deer hands are on the left-hand side. So we do the circular motion. So as I come down, my front leg is straight and the back is slightly bent. Okay, so breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Your eyes are following, your head's following your hands. So the next is kind of a half circle. We make the frame and then sorry, it should be, sorry, the other side to the opposite because the leg is, the hand should be on the opposite. So we make the frame and scan the horizon. Go as far back as you can and then come back slowly to the center. Okay, so the opposite side, adjust the back foot. Okay, so let's do the rotation. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. This time we're going to stop here at the side, make the frame at eye level and scan the horizon. And come back to center. Okay, so that was the deer scanning the horizon. And the next movement is the curtsy, the deer curtsies. And this time we'll integrate a couple of circles and then do the curtsy. Okay, so let's try bring again with the Left leg in front, just adjust the back foot, and we will do a few circles. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out, breathing in, and breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. Now we bring our foot across the back, so just adjust the back foot, and then hands are set on this side, and then we do the curtsy. Look at the back of your heel and then come back to center. Okay. I'm just thinking maybe it might be best just to stand with the feet at hip width apart, and then just do the twitching and then the curtsy. Okay, so let's try that on towards the right hand side. Yeah, okay. So just the hip is towards the right, twitch to the right, and the hands are to the left. So breathing, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out, breathe in. So as we come down, we bring our hands are here, and then we make the curtsy. Come down. We did the other side as well. Let's do that one more time. So again, starting with the hands towards the right. So let me just see if go like this. And then, okay. Hang on, just watch me when we do the circles. Well, we do the circle. And then we bring it kind of like this. Our hands are pointing outwards, yeah? Okay, let's try that. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. So bring your left foot across the right and let's curtsy. Look at the back heel and slowly come back to center. Okay, now the other side. Hands are on the right and our hip is kind of twitch to the left. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out, breathing in, and breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out, breathe in, and breathe out. So our hands are now to the left. Bring the right foot across and curtsy. And slowly come back to the center. Okay, so that was the curtsy. So I'll just practice it one more time with you. Just the curtsy, not without the circles, okay? So if I'm going curtsying towards the left, Hands are towards the right. The right foot comes across over in front of the back foot, and then we curtsy and look at the back heel. So you should feel a stretch right on the outside, and also here towards the kidneys, and then slowly come back. Let's do the other side. With the deer hands, bring them over and across and then back slowly to the center. Okay, so that was the curtsy, and the last dance of the deer is the deer antler play or the bucking. And here we make the actually, we start off with the claw, with the paw, a gentle paw, and we bring our hands here to the center, and now we make the deer form, and we step out with one foot, adjust the back foot, and then we buck. Do you remember? And back down, and back. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Gently come back to the center. Now with the opposite side, again starting at the center with gentle pause with a fist, not a tight fist, yeah? We bring them up to the center, make the deer form hands. Step out, adjust the back foot, and we do the antler play. Okay. The head should still be down as you come up. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. One last time, breathe in. And breathe out. Gently come back to the center. So that was the stances of the deer. Just ground yourself, take a few breaths before we move on to the bear. Okay, just some deep breath. Okay, so next we're doing the bear. The bear is about, yeah, lumbering and thumping the ground and the trees. So we start off with the lumbering movement. So put slight weight on the right leg and bring the left foot closer with you're standing on your toes here with the left foot, and you make the bear paws, loose paws, so you can see in the middle. And you start off with the paws at the side, okay? And then you bring this, the left foot out, adjust the back, and then we do some lumbering movements. And come back. So as I'm going out, my front knee is bent, and as I come in, my back knee is bent, yeah? So breathing in and breathing out. Sorry, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. So you come back to the center and make the pause. Bring your foot closer, and then we make the noise. Yeah.
Yeah.
And slowly relax, come back to the center. And now with the opposite side, starting off with the bear paws, bringing your leg out, one leg out the back, adjust the back foot, and then we lumber. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. So come back to the center. And then, and relax. Okay, let's do that one more time. So, left leg out. Bear paws to the side, in the opposite direction. And then we start the lumbering. Okay, and breathe in. Breathe out, breathing in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in and breathe out. Okay, so come back to the center and then sort of the and relax. Okay. It's like you're doing a karate chop. Okay, now with the other leg. Oh, sorry, start off with the bear paw. Then bring and then lumbar. And breathe out as you go out. Breathe in as you come in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Then bring the paws back. And relax. Okay, so that was the bear lumbering movement. And the next one is the bear stretching and standing its ground. Yeah, so we turn our foot towards the right, and then bring the other leg in as well. So we're standing at 90 degrees. Okay, so with our arms, the palms facing out, we're going to go and stretch back. Go as far back as you can, breathing in. And then come down as you breathe out, as far as you can come down. Okay, so don't overdo it. Just relax here in this position. Just relax, yeah, shake your, if you want to shake your bum, you can. And now you bring your right foot in, go back to the center, cross your arm, and we're going to come up. And standing our ground here. Now to the left-hand side. Okay, give yourself a big stretch, going back as far as you can, breathing in and then breathe out. And relax. Bring your foot in, your left foot. Come back to the center, arms are crossed, and come up slowly, breathing in and ha! Yeah, let's do that one more time. Again, twist the right. And stretch up. And come down slowly, breathing out. Come back to the center. Knees are bent. Come up.
Oops, so.
Okay, so on the left side. Breathe out. Just relax here. Relax your shoulders. Cross your arms, come back to the center, knees bent, slowly come up. We're standing our ground, forming our boundaries, because we're standing up for our rights. Okay, so that takes a lot of energy. So if you do at this stage want a drink of water before we move on, please do. Have a sip. Okay, now we'll move on to the cheeky monkey, Curious George. So, if you remember, the first movement was the stretching, and the monkey is hiding something in his paws, hiding his treasure. So we put our hands, we bring our feet a little closer. Hands are stretched out and palms facing down, and we're going to make the monkey pause and stretch and bring our toes up, stand on our toes, okay? And as you come up, then make sure that you squeeze your butt, you're squeezing the perineum, okay? So, monkey pause. Come up, squeeze your bum. And look to the right and come back to center and release. And now the other side, to the left side. Okay. Breathe in. Look to the left. Come back to the center. Make sure the perineum is squeezed and release. Okay, you can also do this like look left, right and left. I'll show you that if you want to do that. Okay, so monkey pause, monkey hook, come up, squeeze, look right, look left, and release. One more time, monkey hook, come up. Shoulders are raised slightly, squeeze the middle of your bum, look left, look right, look left, and release. Let's do that one more time. Look right, look left, and release. You have to have some balance for that. So that was the monkey kind of stretching. His paws and hiding treasure. And the next movement is monkey picking fruits. So your feet are hip width apart, and if you remember, we're going to go right, left, and then lift our leg, yeah? The opposite leg. Okay, so let's pick some fruit. So go. This hook is here. Tucked away, just imagine you have a pocket at the side, and we're going to start off with the right side. So, right, left, right. Left, right, left. Okay, sorry, just one second. Okay, sorry. Let's start again with the right. Okay, so, got the monkey hook. And we're going to pick some fruit. So, one, two. Oh, sorry. Not supposed to pick, but it's okay. Start again. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. You can lift as high as you can. If you can only lift up to here, that's fine. Okay? So, one, two, three. 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 One more time. One, two, three. And relax. And the last movement of the monkey is the monkey jumps side to side, scratching his head. Yeah. Okay, so we start off with the one hand scratching here, our head, and the other one scratching at our ribs here. Okay, so we're going to kind of jump right to left. So, So you can go as down further if you can, if you feel up to it. And then we're going to make some noises. Ooh, okay, slowly come back to the center. So the joyous monkey brings a lot of joy into our life.
Yeah. May I, what I've been doing, is since the monkey, it's about the tongue,
Oh yeah.
so I've been stretching my tongue.
Oh,
You know,
okay.
just that feels good for my whole face. For just it feels good.
Wow, that's a good tip, Janine. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh wow. Okay. So those were the stances of the monkey. And last but not least, the beautiful, majestic, and elegant crane. Okay, so the first movement of the crane is, if you remember, the crane opens and closes its wings. Okay, so starting off with the left side, so we make the stance, adjust your back foot, and then we open our wings, hands facing here together. And as we come back, the front foot flexes, yeah? And as we come out, the back foot is raised, yeah? We're standing on our toes. So let's do a few of this. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out and relax. Come back to the center. Okay, and now the opposite side. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe. Center. Let's do that a couple more times. If you can see. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out, breathe. Opposite side. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out, breathe in, and relax. Breathing out. Do that one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe. Breathe slowly to the center. And one final time to the right. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. We're really opening our chest as we open our wings. So, and relax. Okay, that was the crane opening and closing its wings. And the next movement is the crane stretches its wing. So this is, remember the hand movement for the crane. The middle and the pinky are kind of stretched out, and the middle and ring finger are down and stretched. Not down, are kind of centered and stretched out, and the pinky and the index and the thumb are like out, yeah? So that's the movement, the hand movement of the crane. So we're gonna do some stretching. So we sit in the quad with the hand, crane hands, and then we come up. Let's kind of do it in progressive. We're just gonna go here and then breathe out as we come down. So the next one will go slightly higher with our wings. And slowly come down, and we bend our knees, sit in the quad. And the last time, we're going to go all the way up over our heads, but not the hands are not touching. And then come down. Okay, let's do that again. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, so one more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay. So the next movement is we do the same stretching, but we bring the leg up, yeah? So we'll bring the left leg up first. So sit in the quad. So as we lift our wings, we're standing on one leg and come down. This is, the crane stands on one leg. Now the opposite. And down. Okay, so let's go a little bit higher with our arms. Okay, and now we're gonna go take our arms all the way up the wing, oh, really open our wings. And breathe out as we come down. So breathe in and breathe out. Let's do that one more time. Taking our hands all the way up, but our hands are not joining, okay? And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. And relax. So that was the crane standing on one leg. So the final movement of the crane is the crane ruffles its feathers, yeah? So if you remember, we're imagining we're kind of in a body of water and we're really splashing ourselves and releasing energy, all the stagnant energy from our body so that the new beautiful energy can enter our system, our organs. So if you remember, we bend down, we're kind of sitting in the quad, bending, and then we're splashing, playing with the water. Okay, so starting at the bottom, coming to the middle, and coming to our chest area. As we come to the heart and chest area, we're actually lifting our heels. And then we ruffle our fringes. Oh, and make a sound. Okay, let's do that a couple of times. So let's play splash, 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 and oh, the water's freezing. Okay, one more time. Splash, 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 splash. Okay, let's do that one more time. I like this. Okay, splash, 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 splash. Release all the energy that doesn't serve you. Release, release, and then. Okay, so that was, let's ground ourselves and bring the chi into balance by doing the regulating movement again. So feet hip width apart, hands at the side, palms facing up, and let's breathe in. And breathe. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in all that beautiful energy from Father Sky. Bring it towards the heart and release everything that doesn't serve us and give it to Mother Earth, who accepts it lovingly. So now we bow down to the animals and to each other. So make a fist with one hand and bring your feet closer together, and we bow down in gratitude to the animals, to life, and to each other. Thank you for joining me in this final bonus session. So I hope you enjoyed the session. And yeah, it was fun and joyful and empowering for you. Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Yeah, so yeah, have fun integrating the animals and yeah, making the noises. Yeah. It that really the toning really helps release the you know, stagnant energy in our body. Anything that doesn't serve us, you know, to release that.
Well, so, this question feels really good. I might just refer to this one, you know, because it's, you cover everything. So
yeah, it's just with the you can play around with the curtsy. You can either, you know, do a couple of rotations and then curtsy, or if you just want to curtsy, then just do that on its own, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's, you can combine with the rotation, so integrate, you know, what feels right to you. Yeah. So, Janina and Anna, I wish you both a beautiful Christmas, a joyous holiday season, and a beautiful, beautiful start to the new year, 2025. Hope it brings you both lots of joy, abundance, lots of love and peace, inner peace. That's very important. So yeah, wishing you all the best for the brand new year 2025, and I hope to see you sometime in the new year. Okay, so any questions, you can always email me anytime. Okay, so have a beautiful holiday season, and yeah, wish you and your family all the best. So thank you. Thank you, Jean, for coming on live today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you for all of it. It's just been a beautiful journey with you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.